ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Luke chapter 5, as we start out this morning, Luke chapter 5. I read the first 8 verses. I got an inspiration for this message during our prayer meeting yesterday. When I mentioned the title, you know where it came from. I titled this, Nevertheless. 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 And it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them. They were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. When he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. The word sinful there means I am a disobedient man. The word sinful there means I underestimated, I made trivia of your word. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We receive the bread of your spirit. We thank you because your word will give us illumination. Your word will heal. Your word will deliver our inheritance into our lives. Thank you for everyone who hears this morning. Thank you for hearing here. Eyes that sees, a heart that comprehends, enlargement that you have designed for us in this new year. We bless you. Put your blessing on your word. Let every hearer be blessed. Let saints be edified. Let the person who need to make a decision for you make that decision this morning. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. So I say, welcome again to 2019, the year of our rich fulfillment in God. Please understand that this is more than a cliche. It's not just because we want to hear something at the beginning of the year as a word from the Lord, but this is simply the mind of God concerning our community of believers. And we know that everyone that is connected to Lighthouse, by reason of this association, they will also experience rich fulfillment in Jesus' name. I someone sent this to me as a pastor friend, and there are about many, but I found out that God is saying the same thing to the body of Christ at this time. And that's why it's the year of the church. The church has gone through experiences, just like it was described to us in Psalm 66. We have gone through fire. Men have ridden over us. We went through the waters. But God is saying that this year is the beginning of the glorification of his church. Someone sent this to me, and I will read. It's a theme for another church. It said, this is a year of freshness and flourishing. Say, this year, for everyone who is ready to follow God, you are growing deeper roots, thicker trunks, bigger branches, finer flowers, and fresher fruit. Your ground won't bring forth thorns. No more thorns in your life. No more dryness. No more dry places. No more decay. No more depletion. You will enjoy multi-layer, multifaceted, multi-prolonged harvest. Amen. He said, but your spirit must be sensitive. Your heart must be humble. Your mind must grow in wisdom. And your life must not lead out to a place where the power and the presence of God can walk in you. So I like to encourage first, that please understand that more than ever before, for you to enjoy rich fulfillment, you need to build a closer walk with God. That's the starting point. The starting point to rich fulfillment is a closer walk. That's why I agree with the word that I read out to you. It's not, your heart must be humble. Because when we see the blessing, when God begins to walk in our lives, we should not allude any of those things to ourselves. God is going to use our professional competence, no doubt about it. God is going to use our network and networks, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, the glory, the honor, the power must be to the source. In Deuteronomy 8:18, it said, he is the Lord God who gives us, NIV says, strength to make our living. We must never get that out of our mind. So this is a year. There is something I want to please ask you to pursue. It's called sanctification. It's not a doctrine. It simply means pursuing God to become more like Jesus. It's a daily pursuit. It's a process. What you are saying when you are going through that process is that more of you, less of me, until it comes to none of me at all. What you are saying, if you put your heart in that process, is that let your kingdom daily come over my life, over my family, over my work, over my businesses, and let your will be done. It's a process. So, it is called pursuing God. That's sanctification. You are pursuing him. He said, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And then you will love your neighbor as yourself. On those two things hangs both the New and the Old Testament. Love for God. Love for fellow human beings. So, please, closer walk. Closer walk, that's the starting point. Closer walk, not one leg in, one leg the other place. You're trying to gain support. And you know, sometimes we do that. But if you play football, for those who play football, if you are like that, somebody will clear you off and you will easily fall, and the fall can be great. Closer walk, make up your mind, except you have an alternative. Closer walk. And how do you ensure this process working in your life? Number one, put premium on God's word. Put premium on it. Put premium on it. Bible is not a religious book. Bible. I mean, I can't remember the verse we read here yesterday, that even the fools, God knows how to take them through. The regarded fool in life, he knows them how to take them through a path, and they become wise. So, premium on God's word. Deliberate. This year, do what I call a word infusion. In other words, you study the word. You read it. That's the number one thing. You read it. Then you go on to study it, all of it at the same time. Then when you study, you believe it. When you believe it, you also memorize it so that it becomes handy for you in your own time. A lot of the times, for some believers that I've interacted with, it is when they have problems that they remember to pray. Some people, it's when they have problems that they are looking for the word of the Lord. No, every day you have access to it. Every day the word of the Lord is like a fresh bread from the oven of heaven. You can eat and be satisfied. There's no limit to it. If you leave it on, if you don't eat it, next morning is already stale. So, because its benefit, they are what? They are new every morning. But you are, I mean, people don't, we're fine. I know that some people do. They get vaccine after the outbreak. But hey, sometimes you get the vaccine, you need to get it ahead. So that whenever the virus hits, you are immune. Your immune level is just high. So it's very important that you don't wait. Because that time that if something breaks upon you or breaks around you, what people pray about then is out of fear. People can pray out of fear. But you need to infuse the word of God, deliberately take it in. Just like you eat every day, just like you take multivitamin every day, just like you go to the gym every day for those who do it, deliberately infuse. And how do you infuse it? I say read the word, study, believe it, memorize it, meditate on it, and then be ready to obey. It's very easy. Whenever you study the word, just watch out for tests of that word, whether you truly understand it in the course of the day. If you open your Bible in the morning and say, be angry, but say not, that day will probably be the day that people will upset you the most. Because the devil wants to actually put a pressure on you, whether what you say you truly believe, or you study, or you meditated on, is actually true. And that's what he did for Jesus. As God indeed, he did it for Adam, he did it also for Jesus. He even quoted the word back at Jesus. He said, for he has said, he will give his angel charge over. You know, Jesus said, it is also written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So put premium. Be ready to obey the word. You know, do what the word says and the Spirit of God in your heart also says. The two are in agreement. He said, there are two that, or three that make, I mean, that have a form of agreement on the earth. So, do what the word says and do what your spirit says. Secondly, in the area of what we call conversation with God, that's a process of sanctification. More of Jesus and then less of me. Conversation with God. In addition to your daily intake of the word, you need to converse to hear and remain sensitive to the Holy Spirit, because if we want to give you instruction. So, converse with God. There is no relationship without conversation. Even if you are not married, you have people around you, you live in the same house, or you have in your office, you have your team, and you are not conversing with them, there is no way. And then you are working diligently, you are making every effort. There's no way that we know how far you're going. You need to converse with your maker. You need to practice the presence of God. You need to practice and know how God speaks. You need to practice and know how God leads. And the best way to do it is to start it. Create that platform. He said, draw near to God and he will do what? Draw near to you. So you have to make that effort. Christianity is not Sunday, Sunday. If it's Sunday, Sunday, it has become a religion. If it's the only time you and I read our Bible or hear the Bible preached to us, it's only when we come to church, we haven't started. We haven't started. If the only time you enjoy worship is when you come to church, you have not started the journey. But you can start it this year. I don't need a drum. I don't need a bass guitarist. I don't need a keyboardist to get into the act. Sometimes, I mean, the way these things are, by just buying, I mean, this day you don't even have to buy. There are free gifts online. By just downloading you version on your Bible, someone, you can hear it, someone reading the Bible to you, and then by reason of technology, there are means now, people can sing back to you. You make the choice. The first thing you need to hear in the morning is the voice of the Lord. He said, a great while before day, Jesus went into the solitary place. So, this conversation with God, it may work in the morning for you, and some people is in the evening. And you can start it. Dedicate minimum of 15 minutes to the Lord each day. And then you can grow from there. You can grow from there. Dedicate minimum of 2-3 verses if you haven't been used to it, because it's a process. And then you go from 2-3 verses to chapters, and you go from chapters to chapters to book. That's how to develop. The day God is going to speak to you, sir, he's not going to speak outside his word. And you need to get conversant with the word of God so that you can know how your, I mean, if my dad wants to speak with me, he doesn't need you. You are not the interpreter. You are not the secretary, his secretary. So, and how do I hear the voice of my father? He's not going to speak to me in Spanish. He's going to speak to me in the language that I understand. So that's why it's very important. It's very important. I know that one of the problems in Africa is that because the Old Testament has a similarity with our religion. The whole Testament, you know, it's a question of there is a prophet, there's someone who is there, and then he has to talk to God, and whatever God says to him, then he comes back to tell the people. So when our own people embrace Christianity, it's still the same thing that they want. So today is still running, and some people build their ego on that. No. My desire as a pastor, and that should be, that's the desire of many of us, is that nobody comes to our office to sit down for counseling. Moses tried it, and he almost lost his life. My desire is to bring everybody, that's why we do service, to a place where you can hear the voice of the great shepherd yourself. He can give you instruction. You can say, this is the way I want you to go. This is how I want you to behave. This is how I want you to approach this business. And then you make such decision, and you literally see those instructions coming to pass in your life. And it builds the confidence. So I'm encouraging you this year. I'm not an herbalist. The work that I'm supposed to do as a ministry gift is what I'm doing. I labor in the world to bring messages, to bring spices. But hey, you have to take it and then receive it as being general word, which is called logos. And then it becomes a specific word to you in your own world, which is called rhema. God's specific instruction to you per time. Please understand it. It may not be something people want to hear. Because very soon, many people will get tired, and they will still begin to get tired. But as it is for you and I, it's Proverbs 24:10. If you fail in such days, it means your strength, your spiritual strength is small. One translation says, it means you are made of a poor specimen. Another one says, it means there is nothing to you in the first place. So that's a process, conversation with God. And then the other one is active service to God. Active. When I mean active, it is active. active in your local church, one. Active in your community, that's another. Active in your office, among your professional colleagues, that's another. Let people know what you stand for. Let people know. We are people of the faith. We have something that doesn't just end here. It is called eternal life. It's an unending life. It's a life of possibility. I can't hide my faith. If I want to hide it, when I discuss with you, I know where my discussion will lead you into. I don't have the solution to the problem that abounds around us. But I know the one who is the source. The word source means Father. It's the source of all things. And he's the one who sustains all things by the word of his power. You say, oh, where is the place of my faith in everything that I do in my profession? It is at the rock of your profession. I said such things during the World Conference. There is a level your natural wisdom, your professional competence can get you to, where the wisdom of God takes over. And then it helps you to live an extraordinary life that goes beyond professional qualification or business acumen. And that is your faith. So please understand your service, not just in your church, but your service. And what do you have? Your talent to promote God's word. Please put it to use. Put it to use. Your talent sometimes may be painting. Sometimes it may be cleaning. Sometimes it may be organizing. Why not just let it be this year that you say, old people's home, Yaba, I want to go and help them repaint. Or I want to do this. Or I want to get whatever you want to get. So actively, service. Service. Jesus already said it. Whatever any of us do to anyone, the least of our brethren, he has done it to me. So when you give to widow, you give to the less privileged, you are doing it to God. You are not even doing anyone a favor. I said it during the World Conference, I'm not going to say it. You don't come to this church because of Pastor Ayo. You come to this church because of Jesus. And if you are still coming because of Pastor Ayo, there is no reward, because I'm also here because of God. I'm not here because of myself. Fine, I know we have developed relationship. We are friends. We are brothers and sisters of Christ. But hey, we owe it all to him. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. We are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that is when all other things, we are not seeking men. If we are seeking church, then it becomes a denomination. It becomes people of doctrine. And it becomes religion. Do this, don't do this, do that, don't do that. But we are celebrating the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So in Luke chapter 5, that we read earlier on, was talking about the experience that Peter had with Jesus. Please understand that rich fulfillment this year, it also signifies harvest of souls. I'll just read that out from where was the experience of Peter with Jesus. And then the starting point also is the premium that we put on the souls of fellow men. That's actually, if you will quantify your rich fulfillment this year, that will be the first indices. Who came to the Christ, or who is coming to the Christ through you this year? Whose life is going to be changed through you this year? It's not all about money. Money is not the essence of life. We make money because we have other causes to fund. But hey, what makes the difference at the end of the day is that colleague of yours, a colleague of mine, to find that when all things are over, their soul is in God. He said, the soul that sins shall die. That's the word of God. We can't unturn it. Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, we see God. That's the word of God. We can't unturn it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the word of God. I know there is a saying that Christianity or religious matter are personal issues. No, be concerned with the soul of men. That's one of the attacks on the church of Jesus. That gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. That gospel is not therapy. The gospel can help someone to break addiction. The gospel can change a sinner into a saint as a gospel. And we can't silence the voice of the gospel.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,